This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The U.S. Defense Department said on Sunday the United States military conducted airstrikes on two locations in eastern Syria involving Iranian-backed groups, hitting a training location and a weapons facility. It marks the third time in about 2 weeks the U.S. has retaliated against the militants for what has been a growing number of attacks on bases housing U.S. troops in Iraq and Syria. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says in a statement the strikes targeted sites used by Iran's Revolutionary Guard Corps as well as Iran-backed militias. As the humanitarian crisis deepens in Gaza, Israel's leader and a White House official described different views of the future of the territory. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
With hundreds of thousands of civilians trapped by the Israeli military action in Gaza, the UN and humanitarian groups are demanding a ceasefire to get them out, something Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu rejects, as heard on NBC's Meet the Press.
We're faced with the most vicious kind of enemy who not only attacks civilians but commits the other war crime. Yeah. Of deliberately hiding behind their civilians.
The prime minister also says after the war, only Israel can control the security situation for Gaza. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan on ABC's This Week.
No reduction in the territory of Gaza, no forcible displacement of Palestinians, and Gaza should never be allowed to be used as a base for terrorist attacks.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
The Israeli military released video of fighting in the Gaza Strip Sunday, what it said were soldiers operating in recent days. Israeli strikes pounded Gaza City overnight and into Sunday as ground forces battled Hamas militants near the territory's largest hospital.